You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win was 19-10, now 11-4. Gylfi Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 17-2. Now 10-1. We are recording this piece on Thursday morning, so Southampton are in action on Thursday night against Sparta Prague. They're a really short price here, Tom. You're backing a team, or if you are backing a team at odds on here at home, they've only picked up 2 points in their opening four games. Already failed to beat Watford and Sunderland at St Mary's this season. Two teams that are kind of comparable with Swansea, Tom.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I kind of look at this match, it's pretty uninspiring fixture, isn't it? I mean, actually, we talk about the European, the knock-on effects of European games, but I think the teams that are playing on a Thursday night find it more difficult. The Thursday to Sunday, for some reason, seems to be more of an issue than obviously the Champions League teams. Obviously, I've got a little bit of an extra day, but the Wednesday to Saturday, you know, it's the same gap. But I don't know why, there's always been a little bit more of a hangover, and I've not been inspired by either of these teams starting the season. I think Southampton are there. The better squad. If I was going to manage one of these teams, I prefer probably to be at Southampton. But the Swansea still have something about them, don't they? You know, they fought back well against Chelsea last week. But I see this being a draw. I see Southampton probably being a bit lethargic after their exploits in Europe. And Swansea can still sort of nick a goal, can't they? You know, they've still got some players, particularly Sigurdsson, of course. I'm not surprised to see him as part of the enhanced odds offer there for him to score on a Swansea win at 10-1. I can just see I can only see a draw in this one, and I can't necessarily see a bagload of goals either. I think Swansea would take the point, and I just don't know whether Southampton have enough yet to get over the line. I think there's more to come from the Saints, but I haven't seen it yet.
13-5, the draw in the game. Derek?
Well, what you said in your intro, I mean, Southampton have played sides like Watford, and who was the other one you mentioned? I can't remember.
Sunderland it was, yeah.
Yeah, at home, and failed to beat both. And we're asked to back him at odds on, heavy odds on, to beat Swansea, who's just come back from the dead against Chelsea. Now, you know, it won't wash. The draw is a big factor. That's what worries me for going for Swansea at 9-2. It's an attractive price, that, but the draw is a big factor. So I'm going to go with my old favourite, Swansea, plus a goal here at 6-5. You look through. Okay, Swansea haven't been pulling up any trees. And to be honest, before they got a better look against Chelsea, I thought they looked awful. I was watching that game thinking, Jesus, could Swansea go down this season? That's how poor they were. And then all of a sudden, they find themselves 2-1 up. But you look at their team sheet, and there are dangerous players there. You know, there are players that can score at this level. So, you know, 9-2 is definitely not the worst bet in the world, especially when they're coming up against a team that's just been playing on the Thursday night. We know that plays havoc with teams without big strength and depth. But the safe bet, the professional bet, is Swansea plus a goal at 6-5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.